Hello everyone, welcome to Lady That With Precious. I'm still your very host, Precious. But this is us and Lady That With Precious wishing you a happy new year. We pray that God brings everything that your heart desires to pass. Well, you've made some of the right decisions being, you know, with us on Lady That With Precious. Well, as you all know, Lady That With Precious is a platform to fight addiction, depression, and also bring parental, build quality parental relationship. And as you know, we hold our questions with us every Sunday by 7 p.m. and all the programs, you know, so we want you to be part of it. So right, let's go straight to what Lady That With Precious has for us at today's segment. You know, for quite a while, we've been dealing with addiction. We've been dealing with depression. And now we just want you to know some things, you know, for the new year. That as we have been talking so much about addiction and depression, there are quite a number of things that people don't pay attention to, and that's your dreams. And when you don't pay attention to your dreams, the devil gives way to tell you that you've not achieved a lot. And that's where a lot of people find out time or bring out time or even create time for themselves, you know, to compare and contrast themselves with other people, sometimes to even link their life when you know that you don't have the same purpose in life and you don't have the same things in life. But then you find out that they compare themselves, their success, to other people's success. Well, on Lady That With Precious, we just want you to know that one of the ways that a lot of people have given up themselves, you know, to depression is, number one, a loss of identity. You will know that on most of our sections, I've been talking, you know, mostly about identity. And that's because a lot of people, you know, especially in this generation, tend to forget their identity due to the pressure that comes, you know, with this generation. But I was saying that the way that you can't forget your identity is when you ground yourself with the right words, the right people, the right things about the facts about yourself. You don't allow yourself to be deceived by the pressure that comes. Now, I was saying just some few minutes ago that, you know, the challenges of life comes up. The challenges of life are meant to show forth, because that is life. Life comes with its own pressure. But then don't allow the challenges of life to change who you are meant to be, change you, or change your identity. Instead, you should change things that are not supposed to be with you. Change, you know, maybe procrastination, change indecisiveness, natures that are not, you know, supposed to be with you. But it should not change who you are, your identity of being, you know, successful, of being relevant, of being a true epitome of beauty and of impact. And that is why a lot of people find themselves that as a result of challenges that they have gone through, identity becomes one way that the devil, you know, uses so quickly to take people off guard. Identity becomes one way that, you know, get people off their track. So this year, work on who you are. Write things about yourself. Know that you are not weak, because the Bible says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that you are not alone, because the Bible said that God will not leave you nor forsake you. Have friends who also reflect on who you are. So people who are not, you know, speaking about your identity and speaking about what you have to offer, make do to tell them who you are. And if they are not ready to change that perspective, make just leave them out of the picture. Believe in yourself. This is Lady That With Precious.